Ay, bobo. Welcome to the Agua Cerrito podcast show, where we honor the divine, spark personal liberation, and deconstruct Haitian voodoo. I'm your host, Knowledge, also known as Konef Kife. Every episode is a digital offering to the sacred spirits, ancestors, and vibrant culture of Haitian voodoo. Through storytelling, interviews, and reflections, we will explore its roots, its power, and its impact. Voodoo is more than spirituality. It is life, legacy, and liberation. Welcome and greetings to the Agua Cerrito podcast. I'm your host, Professor Knowledge, also known as Konekife, and I am super thrilled that you have decided to join us today for our inaugural episode. In today's episode, I would like to orient you to the show, share a little bit about myself and why I decided to start this platform. and give you a glimpse of what you can expect in this first season, as well as seasons ahead. But first, let's take a moment and create a sacred space together to share knowledge, spirit, and wisdom, to allow these moments to really flow through. And you'll find that on the Agua Cirito show, we like to start each episode with a little bit of grounding and prayer, right? To really center ourselves and create a sacred space together. So let's start with breath. We're going to breathe together three times, all right? So on the count of three, one, two, three. Inhale love. And exhale fear. Inhale peace. And exhale worries. Inhale abundance. And exhale lack. Allow your breath to align with your heartbeat in this moment as we create sacred space together. So I'm going to start with an opening prayer before we really get into today's episode. Greetings. I'll start with some greetings here. So greetings to Almighty God. Thank you for the breath of life. Greetings to all of the divine saints and angels. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Greetings to the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both known and unknown. Greetings to the ancestral spirits of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, and beyond, both near and far. Greetings to all of our ancestors. Thank you for bringing us together in this moment, both near and far. We are asking for your support and guidance in this moment. Thank you for the wisdom and the ongoing learning that we are all collectively on. We are giving gratitude and thanks to all of the ancestors. We are giving gratitude and thanks to all of our ancestors today. And to the ancestors of all the people receiving the messages of this episode right now. Greetings to you, our esteemed listeners. Thank you for the thread that connects all of us as brothers and sisters on this earthly realm. Thank you for the moment to be in community with each and every one of you. We ask to enlighten and empower our listeners with light, wisdom, and knowledge. We ask to liberate our hearts and minds in order to connect with the divine. We ask that whatever is needed from this episode be met. We ask that whatever guidance that needs to be shared is shared and understood in this episode to all of our listeners. We ask that whatever lessons need to be learned, be learned. Aibobo, ago ago, bo asao, alaso, aoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwasembo. Woo! All right. So we are ready to get started with today's episode, and I'm a big fan, and you'll find as you listen to these episodes, that Haitian Vodou, a lot of Haitian Vodou is about prayer. And so I want to keep that essence in this podcast. So we'll start every episode with a moment of prayer and end with a moment of prayer. Okay, so let's get started. So, you know, this is our inaugural episode, and we wanted to just give you a little bit of grounding of what you can expect. So let's start with, like, what is Agua Cerrito, right? Let's talk about, like, what is this show all about? You know, the Agua Cerrito podcast is dedicated to one thing: demystifying, decolonizing, and deconstructing Haitian Vodou. We aim to educate, dispel myths, and celebrate this Afro-diasporic religion. And our goal is to also cover a wide variety of topics and deep dive into different aspects, practices, and theories of Vodou. So our goal is, you know, to provide an authentic and a respectful exploration of Haitian Vodou. And we want to do that through interviews, storytelling, historical insights. I'm really excited. I think for the most of this first season, I'm going to be doing a lot of the conversations and just sharing a lot of historical knowledge. And I think towards the end of today's episode, I want to take you through, like, what to expect on the upcoming episodes in the season one. And I want to take some time to really do that grounding, right, before we really kick into high gear with some of the other episodes and seasons ahead. But we want to take, you know, we want to also offer up interviews and conversations with scholars, different scholars, different practitioners, not just of Haitian Vodou, but also, you know, other African traditional religious faiths. So while, yes, we're going to center and focus specifically on Haitian Vodou, we want to be able to bring a well-rounded perspective. Particularly from those that are from the Caribbean Afro-diasporic community, right? So anyone that's practicing what I call an ATR, African traditional religion, but specifically with expertise or on an ongoing, I call it a forever journey, right? Those that are on a forever journey in the Afro-diasporic community, we'd love to have them join us in the future, be in community, and really be able to unpack Haitian Vodou with their experiences and perspectives in order to really give you a lens into the cultural significance, the historical roots, as well as the relevance of this faith tradition. And so I see Agua Cerrito is really about helping shed light into this beautiful, beautiful tradition. And I'm going to share a little bit about myself in a moment here. So that's kind of what the show is about. I think in the same kind of lens, it would also make sense to share with you all what the show is not about, and be really clear about that up front. So this podcast is not about any spell work. It's not about any baneful magic. It's not about any of sometimes the conjuring aspects of the practice. It's not about material gain. To be clear, you know, saying what Agua Cerrito is does not in any way indicate criticism, shame, or judgment of anyone or their own practices. But I want to just really be clear about the, you know, kind of our focus on this specific show. So I wanted to kind of articulate the scope of this show, right? It's really from a truly kind of a grounding educational lens of this faith from a spiritual perspective, from a cultural perspective, from a religious perspective. And Agua Cerrito, you know, we aim to provide individuals with just a general understanding of Haitian Vodou. You know, for many, such as myself, Vodou is many things. It's sometimes hard to describe it as just a religion because it's so much more. You know, it's also a spiritual journey. It's a path to personal empowerment. And for many of its practitioners, including myself, it's a way of life, you know. And I think as we talk in upcoming episodes about the cosmology, we talk a little bit about the roots, right? The roots of the religion. It will, you know, I think this statement will kind of come to life and evolve and really surface and resonate as we go through this episode. So that's just a little bit about what the podcast is and is not. And so who is Agua Cerito for? This podcast is really open to anyone and everyone that is looking to gain an understanding of Haitian Vodou, whether it is understanding it from an academic lens, whether it is understanding Vodou as a native Haitian or descendants of Haitians that are in the diaspora that's looking to maybe reconnect with their ancestral roots, or any individuals that may just want to be curious, right? They just maybe say, you know what? I want to know the truth. I've heard a lot about this faith. I've heard a lot about this practice, but I really want to learn the truth. And I want to understand it outside of the pushed narratives that we sometimes see in the media. So if this is you, we welcome you. Aibobo, aibobo, aibobo. We welcome you with open arms. You know, Agua Cerito is also for those that are on a personal journey of remembrance. You know, those that are looking to reclaim their heritage and their spirituality. And ultimately, those seeking to step into their birthright and reclaim their personal power. I want to kind of open it up and help create that sense of framing. And for me, and again, I'll talk about my background in a moment. I consider the Agua Cerito podcast, to me, it's like a love letter to the Loas, which is the Haitian word for spirit. This is really like a love letter to them. And it's an act of service, really, to really help and support and elevate my faith tradition. And, you know, I think for me, I'm just so honored to be in this space to have started this episode and started this podcast. So for me, this is a truly, truly personal, this is a really personal, kind of mission and really kind of how I started it, you know, and I'll talk a little bit about like my background. I decided to start this podcast as, just some questions I had from various different classmates. I'm in graduate school and I've been sharing a little bit about my faith tradition as it makes sense in classes. And I've noticed that a number of individuals were really, really curious. You know, they've heard about it and they probably know a lot of the stereotypes, but to hear from an actual practitioner, I think for many, this is the first time they've met an individual like myself. And that was really a trigger to say, you know what, there's probably a lot of other individuals that want to learn about this faith, but are just not quite sure where to get information. And so not only this being a love letter to the Loas, it's really an act of service, right? To just create broader awareness of what this faith tradition is and what it's not. To be clear, like Agua Cerito is not a vehicle at all to convert or to dominate or to force anyone to believe any particular theology. And I think that's a really important statement to share in this inaugural episode. You know, we're going to talk more about the principles of Vodou, but it's important to understand that Vodou is first and foremost grounded in the concept of liberation, and it's grounded in the concept of divine free will. So our goal is just as I've described, right? It's really to create awareness, to help people maybe orient themselves or reclaim their heritage, or just really be curious about the religion from an informed perspective. But we are not in the business on this podcast to force anyone to believe anything. I find that people are called to this faith tradition really by their own free will. And it's really for various different reasons and purposes. Sometimes really that's even unbeknownst to us as practitioners. You know, being a practitioner is first and foremost about connecting with one's own Vodou laws. And we're going to spend all of season two talking about, you know, a majority of the laws, especially the most common ones, I should say. But that connection really manifests differently from person to person. And it's really important to also note that not everyone called to Vodou have the same sort of spiritual path or destiny. So my path will be different from another practitioner, right? And it may be different from others around. So I think there's sometimes this misconception in Vodou that in order for a person to understand and learn about this faith or to practice it, they have to like become initiated. While that is a path for some people, that's not the path for everyone in the faith tradition. And it's certainly not the starting point of the journey. So I want to share that because sometimes there's this idea like, oh, I've learned about Vodou. Okay, how do I initiate? And it's really, that's kind of really far from the true path. You know, we'll get more into that further into the season, especially when we talk a little bit about, you know, Vodou cosmology. We'll get more into that. So in terms of the schedule, so kind of what's the schedule for the show, right? Agua de Cerrito episodes will be released weekly, really kind of during the school season. So think about this as like, you know, right now we're heading into the spring semester. So we'll be running the podcast throughout the kind of the spring semester time frame, and then we'll come back in the fall. So it's going to really be a 2-season per year, you know, weekly episodes. The number of episodes is going to really vary depending on the season theme, and the length of each episode will also vary depending on the topic. You know, we're going to keep it a bit fluid. So I know for at least this first season right now, you know, we have about 9 or so episodes scheduled to be unveiled. So I'll talk about the specific episodes and what we're going to cover in the season. But that may change, right? I think because, you know, we want to keep the fluidity of this idea around liberation, around meeting the needs of our listeners. And so as we unfold and we go on this journey together in this first season, I may end up, you know, adding additional episodes. And I decided that because I know that there's going to be some questions and comments and different things that I want to clarify or go deeper on, I decided to kind of create some bonus episodes, which I'm going to talk about in a couple minutes as well. But at least for now, season one is comprised of like 9 full episodes. So as I was getting ready to launch the podcast, share all about it, super excited, I've had people ask, well, Knowledge, how did you come up with the name Agua Cerrito? You know, spirit works in mysterious ways, and you'll find that that's kind of an aspect of this faith. I've been thinking about what to call the podcast show for a long time, and then literally one day I like received a download and was told, you know, this is the name, right? I've actually reflected on like what the name means, and again, it's again one of those mysterious, you know, kind of we call them mistas, right? Like sometimes there's just unbeknownst to us, you know, what certain things are. I've kind of come up with a couple of theories, and I want to share some of those theories in a future episode. I think that's probably going to be my first bonus episode. Is just talk about, you know, what I think Agua Cerrito means. I'm not exactly quite sure, you know, I'm gonna have to ask the laws and pray on that a bit more, so maybe they'll reveal that to me in the future, but I'll share a couple of theories. I think, again, that's probably gonna be my first like bonus episode outside of the 9 that I've had scheduled. So, well, speaking of episodes, what are the topics we're gonna cover? So while each episode is designed to be standalone. I've really curated the show's structure to be a cumulative body of knowledge. So we're gonna talk about a range of topics, such as like the principles of Vodou. We're gonna talk about the role it played in the Haitian Revolution. We're gonna talk about the role of the Laku, which is like the Haitian, you know, like a Haitian community, or societe. We'll talk about that. We're gonna talk about different types of practitioners and the roles that they play. I cannot wait to introduce you to many of the amazing divine spirits, which we call Lois, that are revered by practitioners worldwide. That's going to be pretty special. We'll also, like I've mentioned before, that we're going to have amazing guests. It's going to be comprised of scholars, practitioners, elders, sharing their spiritual journey into Vodou. So, you know, it's gonna be a mix of different topics, different perspectives. And you know, in Haitian Vodou, there's a word we use called règlement, right? And the word règlement means protocols, traditions, or rules. And so, you know, what we will do is, you know, we want to kind of create a little bit of a règlement, a little bit of a, like a structure, right? So how we are going to cover topic by topic. And I'll talk about the importance of règlement as well. I'll probably cover that in a couple of episodes. But we're really going to, you know, I really structured it again to take individual listeners on this journey, right, of a learning and unlearning journey across the faith tradition. So that's kind of the, you know, what the podcast is, what it's not, who's it for, the topics we're going to cover. Who am I, right? So again, my name is Knowledge. I go by Professor Knowledge. I can go by Knowledge. My Haitian name is Kone Kife, which is, I'll come back about my name in a moment. But I am a Haitian American. I'm born and raised in the Vodou faith tradition. And I have personally been a Vodouisan practitioner for over 25 years. You know, what's really interesting is that my first vivid memory, an encounter with Vodou, one of my classmates asked me that, like, when was your very first like memory of practicing your faith? And I think it must have been when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I was helping my mother and my grandmother prepare for like a ceremony, where it was like a feeding, it was like a spirit feeding. And we were creating an offering table to the Lois. And, you know, as my mom's eldest daughter, I was expected to help with that work, which interestingly enough would be a foreshadow of many future moments ahead. So for me, again, this is like something I've just born and raised. I just, you know, in Haitian Creole, we use the word levejuan, right? Like, this is just something that I was inherently brought into, and come from. So my mother, my biological mother, I should say, Mambo Itas. So she was an initiated priestess of the faith. She was raised in a Vodou Laku, which is like, you know, a spiritual Vodou community, by her grandmother, who was also an initiated priestess in Haiti before she migrated to the United States. And she pretty much raised my siblings and I to have a religious identity of both. It was a dual religious identity. So we were raised both Roman Catholic and Vodou. So what do I mean by having a dual religious identity? It means, it means that my self-identity from a religious lens is both a Vodou practitioner and a Catholic parishioner. And while both are very different faith traditions, in my mind and in my world, they coexist harmoniously. And they really are a driving force in terms of my concept of self and everyday way of life for me. So it's interesting. It's nice to say that now, you know, because honestly, it wasn't always that easy for me to identify with. and to identify and for the two to coexist in harmony internally, as they do now. You know, being born and raised in the U.S., I remember not clearly always understanding why I had to follow two very different religious faiths and paths. And I remember that, you know, there were times I felt really conflicted, right? Like going to church, serving spirits, even though like that was how I was raised, you know. So there's kind of like what you're experiencing in the household, and then there's like what you're being constantly conditioned and reinforced out in the world. And they were just sometimes at odds. And I think what was also interesting is just culturally, I was conflicted because we didn't really speak about our dual faith outside of the home. You know, it was just only to like a select few. And I don't remember like how we derived to that decision, to be honest. Like no one, you know, my mom didn't tell me or no one told me not to speak about it. But it was kind of like this like unwritten rule in my house. Like it was like this elephant in the room that like we never really named or talked about. We just did what we did, right? And we listened to our parents and we followed two different paths. And I think that's really speaks to the legacy. You know, this season, we're going to really spend time in talking about the historical roots. My upbringing, right, is a culmination of the legacy and syncretism aspects of this religion, which is prevalent in Vodou, but it's also prevalent in a lot of other faith traditions in the Caribbean. And I find that most of the faith traditions in the Caribbean that were influenced and shaped by the transatlantic migration, many other individuals were raised in this like dual religious identity. And so for me, it looked like Vodou and Catholicism. For someone else, it can be Catholicism and Santeria, or it can be Baptist and Obia, right? So it's really fascinating. As I became older and I spoke to more people, I realized I was not the only one that had this like dual identity. And that's been really comforting for me to really, you know, allow those identities to again live and coexist within myself, of my sense of concepts.
Ay, bobo!
Ay, bobo!
Mi loka, eh! Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, ou si au seguelo. Di mi loka, eh! Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts, ou si au seguelo. Na entre dans un foyer au bon goût. Na entre dans ce baguette au bon goût. Y'en valou tous les saints, y'en valou tous les morts. On s'y au seguelo. Yeah. si yo yo valu an wo so bolu mondia e agweta wo yo kelele gba ti bon so bo e la bada e la do kwa la mi
enjoying today's episode. Have a question, comment, or feedback? Feel free to send us an email at aguacedito@gmail.com. That's aguacedito@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.aguacedito.com. For more information about past episodes, show notes, and more. I'm sure, you know, we're going to have guests in the future that have also had these different identities, and I'd love to unpack that a little bit more. Because again, it's just not a topic that I think gets enough centering. And it's such an important aspect of, you know, a person's faith tradition, especially individuals like me that were like born and raised in this. So having said that, you know, being born and raised of it, I am a legacy. I'm you know, what you call a legacy practitioner. I come from a lineage of Vodou practitioners, priests, and priestesses that really kind of go as far back as the Haitian Revolution. And what's been interesting, I think since the pandemic, I've been researching my ancestry, and right now I can trace my ancestry back like 8 generations to, you know, the ancestral journey. I think the furthest I can identify is that my ancestors really started in the northern part of Haiti. But prior to the transatlantic migration, Just through DNA tests, I found out that I've got African, you know, I've got ancestry roots in Nigeria and Benin and Congo and Cameroon. So kind of across, you know, not only Western, but Central Africa. I'm hoping one day I can continue to uncover more of my ancestral path. And, you know, in an episode this season, we're going to talk about ancestral veneration and the importance of understanding your ancestral lineage in Vodou. That is such an anchor for anyone that is interested in this faith tradition. So we're going to unpack that in a future episode. So, you know, so creating this podcast was one, just kind of answering the call of individuals asking questions and wanting to learn more. But I've also created this podcast as an ode to my mother, right? Mumbo Itas, may she rest in peace. Like I said, she was not only an initiated Mumbo, and Mumbo is a priestess. So she was not only an initiated priestess, she also hosted a popular local radio program educating people in the Haitian community on Vodou during the 1980s and the 1990s in the greater Boston area. So this is like, I'm not only a legacy practitioner, this is kind of legacy, you know, teaching and educating about Vodou. And again, I'm super honored to continue this work. You know, as a child, I distinctly remember watching my mother burn the midnight oil, or sometimes she'll be up really early in the morning, pouring in hours and hours. She's doing research, she's reading, she's writing as she's preparing for her shows. I remember this vividly. And you know, I think it took me a while to realize that my mom was what I now would call a scholar practitioner. So even though she was raised in Alaku in Haiti, and she was raised on, you know, in Vodou all her life, she felt it was important to provide an evidence-based approach to her radio program, which I, you know, being a graduate student, I personally can appreciate. And so in her honor, you know, I've also kind of created this podcast show as a continuation of her mission and her memory. And so when I think about how I structure the show, and I talk about structuring it using Leglema, some of that Leglema is, again, what I remember of the shows and how she structured the shows that she did back in the 80s and the 90s, right? So, you know, in the words of the infamous Nipsey Hussle, the marathon continues. So I smile as I say that, because I really hope I make my mom proud with this show. So I mentioned my name is Knowledge. So that's my spiritual name. So my spiritual name, or sometimes it's called, you know, the Haitian word is Novaya, right? So my spiritual name, or my Novaya, is Konekife, which literally translates to me, knowledge is the reason. And knowledge is a reason. I think that was going to be a lot to help people. So I've just said, you know, for the show, we'll just kind of shorten it and just use knowledge or profession knowledge. So that's essentially, you know, my name. My Novaya is, that literally, the word Novaya translates to like name of resilience, so to speak. And it really gives people insight into an individual and their relationship with their loss. So if you hear someone have a spiritual name, it's usually their Novaya. And my name was given to me as part of a naming ceremony by my spiritual godmother. So I want to shout out my godmother, Mumbo Vanten Pafem. And I want to shout out my spiritual mother, Mumbo Marie Maud, and my entire spiritual community, Societe Nago. So if you're interested more about like Novaya, I'm happy to do like a bonus episode or separate discussion and talk about the importance of names. Names in Vodou is super important. And I feel like that can be its own episode, not just Novaya, but just names just in general, is an important concept in Vodou cosmology. So that's a little bit about, like, you know, my name. And I did mention, you know, earlier that I am a student. So I am I'm going to call myself an emerging Vodou theologian, right? So I'm going to kind of use that language. I'm currently a graduate student studying Afro-diasporic religions. So not just studying and focusing on Vodou, but also studying religions like Santeria, Lukumi, Obia, amongst many more. If you're interested, I can definitely do an episode in the future that dives into some of the other Afro-diasporic religions of the Caribbean. Even though, again, this show is really focused and centered around Haitian Vodou, I would be remiss to not shout out some of the sister religions to this faith tradition. And lastly, I am a lifelong student of Vodou. So even though I grew up in the religion and I've been a practitioner for over 25 years, I honestly feel like I'm just scratching the surface of my understanding and my own personal knowledge. I feel like the more that I learn, the more I realize how much more I have to learn, which for me, I absolutely love my spiritual name, Konekife, because I feel like that is so fitting to my style, and that's so fitting to my quest for learning and growing. And this podcast is, like, for me, one step on that forever learning journey. You know, my upbringing has informed my worldview, but it's also informed how I perceive the practice, which I think you'll kind of, you know, you'll come to better understand as a listener of this show. And so that's a little bit about me. Again, as a lifelong student, I am continuing to learn and continuing to grow. And I wanted to, before we talk about some of the upcoming episodes, I want to just share some ground principles, some, well, I'm going to call them guiding principles of the show, just so you all have, you know, a better idea of where I'm coming from, and the grounding that we want to create, the space that we want to define as it relates to Aguacerito. Okay. So to really understand this, the work of this project or this podcast, I think it's important to kind of have this conversation. And I'm pretty sure in the future, as I get questions, I can see myself referring people back to this episode, you know, and specifically this section, because I feel that, you know, it's important for those that who may have been conditioned with an organized religious lens, or someone that's coming from with a westernized perspective and trying to make meaning in a faith tradition that is very different, right? It's decentralized. Vodou is an oral tradition, right? So, you know, with that, I plan on doing a couple of things. I want to share a combination of the knowledge that has been passed down to me, but also what I am learning on my own academic research journey on the religion. So it's going to be a combination of, here's what I've learned as just being a practitioner, as one that's grown up in the faith, but also what I've learned as an emerging scholar in this space. And so what I highlight and discussed will be based on my contextual understanding and perspective of Vodou as a faith tradition. You know, when other practitioners and scholars are invited, they're going to share their perspectives and interpretations based on their knowledge, their own experiences, their own research. With that, having said that, I think it's important to share that the knowledge we will, you know, really provide on this show is not considered absolute doctrine, right? It is rather an interpretation, right? It's enough of an interpretation to provide any of our listeners with a general understanding for them to jumpstart their own personal journey into this faith. So in preparing for this podcast, I realized that there are going to sometimes be moments where there's limitations in how words are translated in Creole and them having the same context in English. So as you listen to the episode, I may speak a combination of English and Creole, which is not on purpose, but sometimes I find that there's no true English word that does the terminology in Creole justice, or the translation in, you know, does it justice. And so, there's actually, in some cases, I actually may not even know what the actual translation is. And there's like no true depiction of it. Even in the Google translates of the world, there's still limitations in terms of the translation of certain words. So it's not always exactly accurate, right? So it's enough to give you an insight, but it's not sometimes always exactly accurate. And, you know, Vodou is a combination of Haitian Creole language. It's a combination of Yoruba, Igbo languages. There's Taíno, the language of our ancestors. So it's a combination of all these languages that make up the religion. So while I will be speaking English, there are going to be some aspects where I may go back and forth between Creole and English, and I'm going to do my best to provide a translation to the best of my knowledge. So I want to just share that as well. You saw it. Hopefully you maybe saw this, and hopefully it was a little organic when I did it earlier. But I'm going to try to, where I can, give the best translation that I know of. So I think that's an important guiding principle to be aware of, you know. Another guiding principle is that creating this podcast for me is an act of decolonization and liberation, which in this case means that I'm going to take an indigenous approach to the episodes I create and release, right? Agua Cerito is about honor and respect. You're going to hear that be almost like a rally cry, right? Honor, respect, honor, respect. It's about honoring and respecting, right? Other people, other faith traditions, and essentially honoring and respecting Mother Earth, right? We do not seek to discredit or dishonor anyone or any other practice in order to uplift Vodou as a faith tradition. It also means that sometimes spirit may lead me in a different direction than I had planned for, right? I may get a download or some sense of inspiration, all designed to give you the most accurate information you can use at a particular time. So I say that to say, I ask for your flexibility as I go down this journey. What does that mean? You know, for example, I have shared that I'm going to do 9 episodes. I may end up doing 10 episodes. I talked about some bonus episodes, right? It's going to just, you know, again, it's going to just ebb and flow based on where spirit leads me on this journey, based on what I feel is needed in order to give you the most accurate, informed information that I could provide you on this faith on a particular topic. So I think that's an important guiding principle as well. You know, as an emerging theologian and a graduate student of Vodou, I am constantly doing research, not just about Vodou, but also other Afro-diasporic religions during my studies. And as I come across additional information, let's say I come across information about maybe a topic that I may have already covered in a past episode, I'm probably gonna create those bonus episodes. So I've decided that if there's any bonus episodes I create, I'm gonna call them Tilimye. And any episodes that are like a Tilimye, Tilimye means, it translates to little light, right? Tilimye, right? So anytime I create a little different bonus episodes, I'm going to do like Tea Lumière and the name of the topic. So for example, Tea Lumière on the element of fire, or Tea Lumière on the name Aguacerito, right? So I'm going to name these. So if you're looking through past show episodes or upcoming show episodes of that sort, and you see one that's called Tea Lumière, just know that is just a bonus episode. And it may be because I've come across new information that I think is super important to share insight, or I want to go deeper into a particular topic and it just didn't fit the format of the full episodes. So I'll probably release those as well, and they'll be released at any time, you know, throughout the show, right? At any time throughout the season. So be on the lookout for that. I think I already mentioned that I think the first Tea Lumière I want to do is on the name and what I believe the name actually means. Okay, so those are a couple of things, you know, guiding principles that I wanted to share on the show, and help just again create what I, you know, create some guardrails around this conversation or this ongoing conversation. So what can you expect in episodes to come? I have intentionally created a theme for each season and the episodes associated to it. So for this first season, season one, I call it Deconstructing Voodoo. And I've mentioned is about 9 episodes, at least right now, that's planned, that aims to really provide kind of a decolonized framing of the faith. And in episode 2, is it Voodoo, Voodoo, or Voodoon? So we're going to take some time in that first episode to just break down the name, right? There's a lot of significance and a lot of reasons why there's so many different spellings of the name. There's cultural, spiritual, you know, kind of, there's a lot of complexity to even the name of this religion, right? So we want to take the first episode and just unpack the different names and why it matters. In episode 3, we're going to take time and talk about the principles and theology of Voodoo as an embodied living religion. I'm going to break down what an embodied living religion means for those that's maybe the first time hearing that terminology. In our next episode, within episode 4, I want to take some time and do a comparative discussion on Voodoo from a decolonized lens. This is actually going to be my favorite. I think this is my favorite episode that I've worked on, because we're going to unpack Voodoo and compare it to other world religions. I don't think I've seen enough spaces do that. So we're going to do that in episode 4. And again, like I said, I think personally, this is my favorite episode of the season. In episode 5, we're going to switch gears and talk about the role of Voodoo in the Haitian Revolution. So we're going to talk about kind of Voodoo and its origins, you know, between like before 1804, right? So we're going to take some time and talk about not the origins, but we're going to talk about also the historic Congress that's become known worldwide as Guacaima. So we're gonna take you through the journey that led up to that historical Congress and why that's such a significant moment when it comes to Voodoo. Episode 6, we're gonna continue to talk about the historical lens, but we're gonna talk about Voodoo and its fight for survival, right? After the Haitian Revolution, and you know, Haiti was, you know, young and founded and was receiving an enormous amount of backlash, right, as a result of the revolution, and we're gonna really take some time to unpack the resilience of this religion. I think you're gonna be floored at the level of persecution and attacks that this religion had as a result of its fight for Black liberation. And the reason, this is the genesis of that. And it was the sound heard round the world, literally. So we're going to talk about that. In episode 7, we're going to take some time to talk about the role of voodoo in 2010 and beyond, and talk about the role of voodoo as it relates to the 2010 earthquake that really rattled Haiti and really created a literal seismic shift in the faith tradition. So we're going to talk about that just to kind of get you up to speed in terms of where, kind of the footing and the influence that voodoo has even today in today's world. And then within the episode, the next episode, episode 8, we're going to take some time and talk about ancestor veneration, right? I mentioned that earlier before, that being able to connect and know your ancestors is a very important aspect of this religion. So we're going to take some time to talk about that and the importance of understanding your lineage in voodoo is important. And then I'm thinking for episode 9, I may end up breaking this up into 2 different episodes. We're going to see. I want to do an episode on like, what is a Haitian law, right? Like, what is these, you know, we're just going to unpack like what these divine spirits are, you know, and just like the, like what a law is and what it's not. Because laws are really center when it comes to voodoo. So just kind of describe like what this is at, you know, what the law is, and then introduce you to the voodoo pantheon, right? So the pantheon is essentially think about as like the organizational structure of the voodoo spirits, or what we call laws, right? So we're going to end the season talking about what a law is and introducing you to the voodoo pantheon. Depending again on that, I may end up chopping that into 2 episodes. We'll see where spirit takes me. But if not, it will be our final episode. So I think I've covered a lot of ground. You know, we've talked about what the podcast is about. We've talked about who's it for, the topics. I've given you an insight into like the upcoming episodes. I'm just really excited. I'm really excited in this moment in time in history to beginning this journey. And I'm really excited that you've decided to come with us. So with that, we're going to close out our first episode. And I want to take a moment, as I mentioned, we, you know, led you into prayer coming into this episode. We're going to lead you into prayer going out of it. So I'm going to take 3 deep breaths. Thank you, Almighty Creator, source of all life and breath. Thank you to all of the divine saints, spirits, and protectors who walk with us in this sacred gathering. Thank you to all the ancestral spirits in the east, west, north, and south. May your presence continue to guide us as we move forward. Thank you to the spirits of earth, water, fire, and air, both unknown and both known, who sustain and balance us in every moment. Thank you to the ancestors of our mothers, our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, whose wisdom and sacrifices have paved the way for our existence. Thank you to all of our ancestors, both near and far. Thank you for encircling us with your love, your strength, and your internal guidance. We give gratitude for the unity we have shared and the wisdom that's been revealed in this moment. We release ourselves into the world with your blessings, asking for your continued protection and guidance as we walk our paths. We honor the thread that connects us all as children of this earthly realm and as spiritual beings beyond it. May the light of wisdom, the power of courage, and the bond of love remain with us as we part ways. May our hearts remain open, our minds remain clear, and our spirits remain strong to continue learning, growing, and thriving together. We affirm that all that is needed has been received, all that is learned will unfold, and all that is shared will bear fruit in time. Aibobo, ago ago, bo, asao, alaso, awoshenago, javodo, afutai, bilolo, swakongo, kwa, sembo. Tune in to our next episode on the Agua Cerrito podcast. Joining us on the Agua Cerrito podcast show. Together we honor our ancestors, embrace the beauty of Vodou, and step boldly toward liberation. If this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps us amplify the spirit of Haitian Vodou even further. Join us next week as we continue this journey to connect, inspire, and uplift. Until then, walk boldly with your spirits, and remember, the Agua Cerrito Show is not just a podcast. It is a vibration, a celebration, a path to freedom.